Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Take long. What do we have? A two and a half minute break there. I have come up with my master's menu for you, Woods. It's so simple but elegant.
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought Scotty Scheffler's was also simple but elegant.
Mine is actually very simple. It's just a little more elevated. So for my master's champions dinner, and I still have, you know, I hold out hope that my golf game will shape up enough here in the next couple of years that I'll qualify and win the Masters. We're going to start with a burrata and heirloom tomato salad with a balsamic vinaigrette. One of my favorites. I love burrata.
Burrata.
Beautiful mozzarella cheese, yep, with the fresh cream. Delicious.
Save that.
Then a kind of an amuse-bouche of a seared scallops and a beurre blanc.
I thought it was a mousse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche.
You're so fancy, you don't even know how to say it.
And then for the main course, we're going to do a duo of miso black cod and a Wagyu New York strip. With whipped potatoes on the side. I will also do fried Brussels sprouts, though. I will, in honor of Scotty Scheffler, since he is a Masters champion and will be eating with me, I like fried Brussels sprouts. A little pancetta in there. Very nice. And then you want to go seasonal. You're in Georgia. I mean, how could you not have peach cobbler?
Peaches.
Fresh.
Something with peaches.
Peach cobbler for dessert from Augusta National Golf Club. And that would be my Masters champions dinner menu for you.
Doesn't blow my hair back.
What? It's a beautiful menu. Well thought out. It's a good combination. You've got some fish. You've got a little steak. Good side dishes. It's not overly fancy.
I wasn't loaded
with caviar and, you know, foie gras or anything. It's very simple. Elegant.
I like Scotty Scheffler's better. I do.
Cheeseburger sliders and tortilla soup over what I pick.
A mousse bouche. Yeah, pass. I want a meal, like a meal.
Mine would be very filling, I promise
you.
It would be delicious.
I am down for the cobbler.
You'd be stuffed. Though. We can all agree on peach cobbler for dessert. I actually wouldn't have a problem with the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
How did I gain all the weight? I won the Masters. That's how
In fact,
gained
why don't
all
we just do both? Well, there's no reason you can't have two desserts. You won the Masters.
So good.
Have two desserts, not just one.
Yeah, well, listen, you can put that out of your mind right now. You're never winning the Masters.
It ain't happening.
You're maybe never setting foot at Augusta.
I just need about 10 to 15 strokes off my game. It doesn't sound like that much.
It's so much.
You know, shooting 4 or 5 under par consistently,
yeah,
and there you go.
Yeah, you there you go. Now just like that.
Ready to win the Masters.
I don't know that I'll ever break 100
again. It's not even a stroke a hole. Just one less stroke a hole. I'd be the best golfer of all time.
That's true.
If I could just shave one
hole.
One stroke off every hole.
Pretty amazing.
I'd be better than Tiger Woods.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's how fine a line golf is.
It's so nuts. Now, your meal was fine. Mine would have probably been very similar to Scotty's, though.
Actually, I suggested to Shelley, I sent her the menu. I said, could you recreate this? And she said, I love that idea.
That's amazing.
So if you want to come over for Scotty's dinner, we may be making that at some point.
Yeah, I would love to come over for Scotty's dinner.
I mean, I'm not going to not eat cheeseburger sliders and
all of that
ribeye steak
you're going to eat.
Skillet cookie. I'm just saying I could have come up with something a little nicer. All right, so shall we get to a Rydell report?
Yes, let's do it.
And get things started here. with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right, moved on, yeah?
I think it's going today. It's going today, right now.
Okay. Yep. All right, good.
If I'm not mistaken, yes, it's going up against OK How Are You.
Perfect.
All right, it's the Rhino Report brought to you by the San Diego Sockers. The Lords of Indoor are on the march to the Ron Newman Cup playoffs. Get your tickets today at SDSockers.com. We will start off in the NBA. We've been talking a lot about Ja Morant for the last couple of weeks. And he did an interview yesterday with ESPN and sat down with Jalen Rose.
Nice.
And he was asked about it. He was suspended from the NBA for 8 games,
yep,
which isn't really a surprise. He's been away. We talked about him the other day. He's away from the team right now. He's putting in some work on himself. But here is what he said with Jalen Rose yesterday.
You at the spot, Shotgun Willies. I've been there. You are holding a gun. And we both know how dangerous that can be. Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence. But I take, full responsibility, for my actions. Made a bad mistake, and I can see the image that I painted over myself with my recent mistakes. But in the future, I'm gonna show everybody who Ja really is, mm-hmm, what I'm about, and change this narrative.
So that was just a clip. They played the full interview late last night on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt, but basically he just said, look, I now realize what I have to lose, and I'm not going to let that happen.
I thought that's a big thing. I mean, isn't that what whether it's your own kids or whatever, hey, everyone has things in their life that they want, that they're trying to achieve. Don't do stupid stuff that could take it away from you. And Ja's already achieved so much. He's one of the best players in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do something dumb. I mean, what, waving a gun around in a nightclub? It could, something so bad could have happened. You could have already lost your NBA career. If something had happened right there, you might be done forever. Did you think about that? Did you think about how close you were to something horrible happening that would have taken everything away that you've worked for?
Plaxico Burress, remember, mm-hmm, shot himself in the leg, strip club, gun in his sweatpants, shot himself in the leg. Did he ever play again? I think he did come back. Wasn't obviously the same, not something you want to be noted for in the headlines, but I really like Ja. I do. And as somebody that doesn't watch a ton of NBA, I do like Ja Morant and hope he can get it together. And it sounds like at least, first step, he's on the right track. Everybody screws up, man. Everybody. And it's how you battle back from it.
He's lucky that he screwed up in this way.
And he's lucky he's got a shot, to do it again.
Yep.
That's a bad pun. I didn't mean to do that. I swear I didn't.
Okay, we'll move on that note. We talked about it the other
take
day.
Take aim. Stop.
Stop, Ben.
Better
geez,
path.
Good God. We were talking the other day how in this day and age, everybody has a documentary series coming out on them, right? Every athlete, it seems like, if you've won a championship, you're going to have a documentary series at some point. And I got the latest one here. Amazon is getting ready to launch a four-part docuseries on J.R. Smith, NBA champion. And
college
it's going to be his... It's going to be documenting his pursuit of a college education,
yes,
and his golf career at North Carolina A&T. So it starts on April 4th is when it premieres. It's produced by LeBron James and Maverick Carter and their production company. It's called Redefined. J.R. Smith, his life is on a new course. And they're a golf glove putting in a tee into the grass, except it's a miniature basketball instead of a golf ball. And I remember when this story came up last year, him joining the team and, like, doing his homework with his teammates and everything, I loved it. I am looking forward to watching this.
I do, too. And I don't know. Have you seen an update on how he's doing? I mean, college golf season is back underway. I haven't heard a lot of stories.
I know, but he crushed it in his with his grades and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know he
got
like,
a 4.0,
he had
didn't
a 4.0 yeah. and was on the golf team. It was like, I think he came out and was like, hey, man, this S is a lot harder than I gave it credit yeah. for, dude. Like, this is a smart S.
If you could go back and wanted to really succeed at college,
yeah.
you know, when you're in college, you're trying to, you want to have fun and, you know, I mean,
C's get degrees.
Well,
yeah, C's get degrees.
But do you think like you'd enjoy it more? Like, I dreaded the papers and everything.
You couldn't have enjoyed college more than I did. It wasn't possible.
No. I mean, the work part of it, though. Do you think you would actually like enjoy it? Now that
I always enjoyed the work.
You
that
did,
I did
like
it. Yeah, because
do you mean like going back as a 20-year-old knowing what you know now? Yeah. Or like if you never went to college and then in your 40s
just mean,
went
I just
back?
Mean going now, you know, with a perspective of life. And I think you'd enjoy the educational aspect
of
it more than you used to.
But the thing is,
like, education is wasted on the young.
With me, I think money is wasted on the young, or wasted on the old. For me, I remember talking to my dad and saying, I want to be an English major. And him saying, why? And I said, because I like books, I like words, I like that stuff. And he said, what are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know. Professor, English teacher, I have no idea. English teacher and coach, I have no idea. And he's like, all right, but, like, you should do something practical for the money, you know, that we're spending. You should do something practical that can translate. I couldn't have been a business major. I had no interest. So you would find my grades. Oh, women in medieval literature, B+. You know, some elective, D. So the things that I wanted to excel at, I did. And that's what I thought the cool part about college was why do I even have to go to classes I don't want to go to? Paying you this money. I want to read, I want to study this, and I'm into it. And so I got good grades in the classes that I was interested in, which is, I don't know that there's anything wrong with it, you know? And I really skated through the other ones and would go get the syllabus and be like, see you in 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, like the required classes and the curriculum.
I don't want to do math. I don't want to, you know, I don't need this stuff. It's not for me. I'm not good at it. I'm good at this. I'm good at reading and writing, and I want to do that. So
I can see why college doesn't want to necessarily give out degrees to people who are incompetent at things. You know, it's not a great ad. Oh, you went to you went to Loyola.
Yeah.
You can't multiply 8 times 8, really.
Well, you don't get into college without doing that.
True.
But I don't need calculus. I've never used trigonometry. Yet people are just going to write me and be like, in fact, you use trigonometry every day when you blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. I don't practically use it. I don't ever sit down and start crunching numbers. But I do use my degree every single day. Every single day. So it's about doing what you want and doing what you love. So I wouldn't have changed a thing, really. I mean, I would have partied a lot less, but still some. Still a lot.
Still some. Yeah. Still a lot.
Still
fairly
a lot.
Good amount.
Dicey moments. But, yeah.
All right. And finally, it's March 16th, which I'd have to go back and look. But if we go back 3 years ago today, that was probably right around everybody getting shut down. You guys going to the Corona Cave, right? I've seen a lot over the last week, like, hey, 3 years ago, Rudy Gobert touched all the microphones.
Yeah.
Hey, 3 years ago, Tom Hanks had coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it's kind of been weird to, like, go back and just remember, like, where you were on that moment. You guys remember Joe Exotic, our buddy?
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
It's that an auto power down for me.
Yeah, like this, but, the release of that series, I mean, we covered...
What was the woman's name who... Was
Cheryl?
The cat and kittens?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We were dying at the time for content.
We treated Joe Exotic like he was Tiger Woods.
For one show. I watched one episode and I go, I can't do this. I can't commit to going over this. And we just, like we do, we got excited about something and then we were like, no.
You couldn't, but the rest of the world was... It was new content. It was something new to take our...
At just the right moment in history for everyone needing to lap something up. And it just happened to land right there at that moment.
This is the perfect timing.
If it came out now, no one would.
I don't think so.
I agree.
No one would be interested.
Well, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, running for president. Also of the United States of America, my friend. Now, Joe Exotic is currently serving a 21-year federal prison
Does
sentence.
Does that make you ineligible to run for president? I know they have some requirements.
Do they?
Yeah.
It says here he was convicted on multiple charges. He said that's not going to let him, not going to stop him from running for the nation's top office. He said on his campaign's website in a personal message, quote, "Thank you for your interest in my campaign. Yes, I know I am in federal prison, and you might think this is a joke, but it's not. It's my constitutional right to do this, even from here."
What's his platform? Does he have some policy positions that we can dive into here?
I don't even know. I don't know what party he's with. It doesn't say. He says, please put aside that I'm in gay, that I am gay, that I'm in prison for now, that I used drugs in the past, that I had more than one boyfriend at once, and that Carol hates my guts.
Carol, that's Carol Baskin.
This all has not a thing to do with me being able to be your voice. The best thing you have going for supporting me is that I am used to fighting my whole life just to get by. I am broke. They have taken everything I ever worked for away. It's time we take this country back.
I'm sold.
Count me in.
Let's wet the pitch. That is a great pitch.
Is it?
To lead the nation. Or not.
I hate it. I hate the Tiger King.
I thought you were just going to give us the Padres lineup. Really. Thought that's what we were going to get.
As you can use.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hold on to that? We've got one for today.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It's looking a little more Padres-like than it did the last week and a half. They actually have an A game and a B game today because of the rain out yesterday. So I think we've got the A game lineup for you against the Colorado Rockies. And we've got the tip-off now of some NCAA tournament action as well. So it is time. Fun sports day. We'll get into the Padres lineup next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Uh. Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness the magnet keeps attracting me.
All right, lineup time. Your San Diego Padres visiting the Colorado Rockies today in spring training action in Peoria, and they're starting to get some of the regulars back now that the World Baseball Classic eliminations have taken place. Paul, you got the lineup for us?
I do. San Diego versus Colorado at 1:10 today. Leading off in center field, Trent Grisham. Playing right field, batting second, Fernando Tatis Jr. Batting third, playing first, Jake Cronenworth. Xander Bogaerts at short. Ha-Seong Kim at second. Austin Nola behind the dish. David Dahl in left field. Matthew Batten at third. Ravello is DHing, and Michael Waka.
Rangel Ravello
is the DH, and Michael Waka is your starting pitcher.
All right, so 1 through 6 is pretty much kind of your opening day guys in the lineup for the Padres today.
Maybe one through seven.
Who I saw a lot of people, including Sammy, talking to Lopes. Right, what's his name?
Tim Lopes.
His numbers that he's put up right now are staggering. I mean, they're really, really good. 450 average. He's like swiping bags and hit a couple bombs or whatever. Can he do anything to make this team? Or is it one of those where it's like, nice work? I mean, he's like 31 years old?
Yeah, no, he can. I think there's a potentially a spot for him.
That lineup on opening day, at least, would not have Tatis in right and David Dahl on left. You would have Juan Soto in left.
Yes.
And then we're not sure who's going to be playing right field.
Could be Dahl.
Yeah.
But
there's two spots right now potentially for backups. Maybe an outfielder and an infielder. Bob Melvin said yesterday. Not necessarily one outfielder, one infielder. It could be, depending on how things work out, it could be two outfield guys. I mean, Azokar, Dahl, Odor, Lopes, you know, you want to throw in Dixon, Engel. I mean, I got like six guys battling for probably two spots. You know, is Tim Lopes a long shot? Yeah, absolutely. Is it impossible, though? That they feel like they need a backup infielder and they decide Odor's not the guy, then maybe Lopes could make the team.
Yeah. It's hard because you go out and you're like, hey, man, I've done everything asked of me. But you know, then again, maybe you get a chance to jump on with another team. But you love to see a guy have a monster spring training
this
like
that. This happens every year. We're not used to it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the top echelon of Major League Baseball teams, the absolute top World Series contenders every year, they don't have 9 spots open.
No, there's up for grabs.
They got like two, maybe.
Couple in the bullpen, couple in the lineup, you know, and on the bench. And it's tough, too, because like Sugar's been great, man. He's been phenomenal. And if he's out there in the outfield, you don't expect a ton from his bat, even though he has been showing a little bit more pop, and but he's fast.
Well, to me, I feel like he's my leading candidate to
Sugar.
Be there. I mean, he was already an important, you know, not an everyday, but important part of the team last year.
Yep.
Played a lot. And it looks like he's only gotten better since last season.
It really does. You'd hate to take it away from a guy like that.
You want to reward him for what he's done.
Well, the other thing, too, about the business of baseball is oftentimes they're gonna option the guy that has options. You know, if you have options, that obviously can work against you. And they're like, hey, man, you've got 3 options left. We're going to use one now. Don't worry. You had a great spring. We still love you. Go down there and tear it up in AAA, and we'll see you back up here when we need you. So there's a business aspect to it, too, and it depends on what kind of deal you have, what you signed. You know, I don't know I don't know that you can option David Dahl. I'm not sure of the logistics of his contract and Odor's and some of the other guys.
So that's a factor.
That's what it's going to boil down to, too, is – like Sugar, I think they said, if I'm not mistaken, and I very well could be and often am, I want to say that he's got a few left where they're like, damn.
The better player could have more options.
Yes.
And the lesser player, you're like, he's not so far less that we want to just let him
go. Just let him go.
You got to give him a spot.
You got to give him a spot. Buddy, you had a great spring. It's such a hard combo to have.
You know, and I think I mentioned it last week, too. A guy who's hot in spring training. Maybe hot because he's in a rhythm.
He's playing every single day.
Even if Tim Lopes makes the team.
He may not see the field for 2 weeks.
Not playing. Yeah, he's going to be on the bench. Is he really going to be able to step right in after sitting the pine for 9 days and then come up with a spot start and go 3 for 4? that's asking a lot of anyone, a veteran who's been there before, much less a guy who's just trying to fight to make the big league. So you keep that in mind. A lot of the time, guys have hot spring training. They come right out, and they are ice cold. Once the regular season starts, you're facing number one, number two pitchers, you know, two, three times a game, as opposed to, you know, minor leaguers who are coming in at the end of games when Tim Lopes is playing. But there's always that worry that you do give up on a guy a little too fast. It rarely happens, but it happened to the Padres last year. Trace Thompson was a member of the San Diego Padres.
He was bad here, though.
And he was bad, and the Padres justifiably gave up on him. He has not only, I mean, he is like a savior for the Dodgers right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's wild.
They need him badly. They're anticipating not only starting him, but they're kind of counting on him for a really good offensive season. They got him for nothing.
Zero.
That the Padres gave him up, an outfielder that is now a key member of their biggest rival in their division. And I don't know what they could have done differently. I mean, was there a sign there that Trace Thompson was about to become a competent everyday major league player? Not really.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But again, you just never know. The organization looks at something and says, oh, it's a simple fix. Lift your hands a little bit more, Trace, and you'll be ready for the fastball. You have no idea. And maybe you're more comfortable. Maybe maybe you want to be there. Maybe you didn't want to be here. You know,
and sometimes maybe, you know, good coaching you've got a different organization makes a difference. But a lot of the times in baseball, you'll never figure out what it was.
Absolutely.
What clicked, why it was, what happened to Trace Thompson. He might not even know himself what it is. What's the difference? I don't know. I felt good in San Diego. I felt good in Los Angeles. It's just working now. It's just baseball. I'm just hitting now.
Yeah.
And you may never have an explanation for it.
It's very similar to, you know, when you're playing golf. Sometimes you can practice like a madman and you go out and shoot 103. Sometimes you don't practice at all. You got to shoot 85. It's stupid.
Does it worry me that the Padres are going to waive Julio Teheran and he's going to
go be win a Cy Young
somewhere?
It,
not win a Cy Young, but, yeah, you know, have a 3.8 ERA and a really solid season. And you go, God, that guy, we had him in spring. We didn't give him a chance. But if you give all those guys chances, you kind of get a mediocre roster then.
It's not how it used to be here, man. Paulie makes a really good point where you want fewer spots available. You want to be so locked in on 24
and you got
guys.
A championship roster, and you are looking for just the last
couple
guy
pieces.
Or two.
You got 24 out of 26 that you're like, no, I mean, these guys aren't going. That board that we've seen at spring training and fantasy camp in the manager's office looks a lot different this year than it did last year or the year before that especially.
We could debate all day long, like, oh, could they upgrade at catcher? Could they upgrade at the DH spot? Sure, but those are the guys that they're rolling out with right now.
Man, and you're all, and they're almost 100%.
And Nola's looked really good this spring. It's like, you know, you keep wanting to upgrade. Maybe Nola is going to have a great season, and if you had changed out, you would have never seen that opportunity from him.
Yeah, it's just going to be really. It's not just merit, man. It's really not merit. I mean, we had Sammy spring training on. We can ask him again, but you know, he talked about he thinks Adam Engel is going to make this roster. I'm like, I don't even think I've seen the guy's face. I don't even know what he looks like. So
just point him out in the lineup.
I could not pick him out of a lineup. I really couldn't.
Speaking of baseball, baseball is a lot of things, but it isn't boring. You can join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league spotlights, what makes the game fun, talking with players, managers, GMs, reporters, all shining a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So the tournament is underway. West Virginia out to a 13-4 lead over Maryland. I think I do have the Mountaineers in my bracket.
I have no idea.
I think there's been like six straight years that I've lost the very first game. Like, my perfect bracket is done quickly, so maybe I'll actually win one this year, but it is very early. Earlier today, we talked to Steve Fisher, the legendary coach, on the Aztecs' chances in the tournament, some stories from his amazing run with Michigan in 1989. It is always a pleasure to talk to Coach Fisher. We're going to bring that back for you when we return. What?
It's Sammy spring training.
Oh, I thought we were going to bring back Steve Fisher. I forgot about that. My bad. We might be able to do both.
He is
we
are on vacation mode.
Somebody is. What hole are you on right now at Pinehurst four?
We totally talked about bringing back Steve Fisher,
didn't
we?
No, we didn't.
We never did?
Nope.
All right. Never mind. We're going to go out to Stanley Spring Training.
Highly rated Nordic.
I thought he was going to say, and, you know, because that game's tipping off later today. But anyways, coming up next.
It was a good tease, but we got Stanley Spring Training next.
What'd you hit there?
On Ben and Woods. On
160 out. What'd you hit? 8-iron?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fine, I'll wait.
Jeez, there's one rule on this show. Two rules. Don't reference Hitler and don't
step on
Black Betty. Jeez. Let's just go ahead and go on vacation now. Just go ahead and go. It's fine. I got this. Call it.
I can't, because who would give away the Darius Rucker tickets from space?
Anyone.
Call right now for a pair of tickets to Darius Rucker. No, we can't do that either.
We can't.
Never mind. Because our phone line is tied up with Sam Levitt.
Oh, God.
Can we go to traffic at least? Can I throw to traffic? Can I do anything right around here?
I don't know.
Today is, by the way, today is National Everything You Do Is Wrong Day.
I am celebrating by doing everything wrong.
Celebrating. You are the creator of
it. I am doing everything wrong right now.
I don't know.
I'm going to read the wrong liner right now. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Poundtown.
We need to be doing it better than the next guy.
It's actually brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Is it 5-Hour Energy? I got plenty of energy.
We
right
are
now.
In negotiations right now. This is the kind of show we run out there.
So remember college? More shows to do. Woods does. He was an English major. 5-Hour Energy got you through the energized feeling you relied on back then.
What is Rylai?
It works today. I'm doing everything wrong for you, Woods. Rediscover 5-Hour Energy. It'll get you through. Again, visit 5hourenergy.com. We didn't have Sammy on yesterday, so I forgot about him. He will join us right after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Legendary.
All right, he's rested, he's refreshed, and he's back with us. Sammy Spring Training joins us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. How was your day off, Sammy?
Day off was good. Got blessed within another night off yesterday, so that was good. So I'm feeling refreshed, rested, ready to go for the final push here in Peoria.
The final push. We are now exactly, Sammy, 2 weeks away from opening day for the San Diego
Padres.
We'll
be at Happy Does right now.
At Happy Does. Yeah, we'll be at Happy Does 2 weeks from today, getting ready for the opening day. But we were talking about the those last two roster spots. Are you familiar with who's got options and who doesn't have options? Because we know a lot of times baseball kind of operates that way. And I think, you know, it makes sense. You know, a guy could earn his way onto the team with his play, but if he's got options, well, he can be optioned even after a great spring. Sammy, do you know where all the guys kind of sit on that?
You know, I got to be honest. I really don't. Well,
that makes four of us.
It's kind of complicated. I was actually having this conversation with somebody in the clubhouse like a handful of days ago, because I was wondering when if you notice, when the Padres sent a bunch of guys to minor league camp, there were two separate phrases. There was optioned to minor league camp, or however they put it, and then reassigned,
yes.
Right? And it seemed like that was intentional, those two ways of putting it. But then I kind of found out that that doesn't actually mean an option, or like there's not like a set number of options just when you go technically up and down. So I'm going to be honest, I don't totally know how many options everybody has left, who necessarily. It's easier to know who's out of options. And right, that's the real thing you're looking for.
That's
who
is
out.
Yep.
Is who is out of options. Obviously you have the differentiator of the major league and minor league deal, which is, you know, part of the reason we've said now for a while that Adam Engel is in a different conversation than some of the other guys that we're discussing. But the short answer is I do not totally know where everything stands with all that.
Well, this is pretty interesting. This jumped into my timeline. I'm assuming it was a Dennis Lynn tweet, and he's talking about Bob Melvin and Yu Darvish. Was that at the scrum today?
Yeah.
So
it was at the scrum. Yeah, read me what he said.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
So he says Bob Melvin acknowledged today that the Padres are concerned about Yu Darvish's innings buildup and upcoming schedule. Darvish threw two innings of relief last night in the WBC.
Really, this morning? It was like three hours
this morning
ago.
He's worked just five innings in the tournament. And the quote from Bob Melvin is, it wasn't ideal. Now, this is odd. You have a manager saying, I wish my starting pitcher and probable opening day starter I wish he would have thrown more innings in the WBC. Am I correct in gleaning that information?
Yeah, and I'm going to put out the video of what Bob Melvin said right when I get off with you guys. And it was that, you know, Dennis was tweeting what he said in the scrum. And it was going to be the top of my list today as far as what Bob Melvin talked about. I think there was a sense today of, and to me, like the first time we've really heard it, of a sense of where there's a little concern about him being in a really good spot to start the year, you know, let alone opening day. And I don't think it was ideal for the Padres. And again, I don't know, you know, if there's prior communication that they know he's going to come out of the bullpen or how that all works. But I don't think it was necessarily ideal for the Padres that he came out of the bullpen, pitched two innings. And he was basically asked today, Bob Melvin, is there a concern on just getting his innings up, right, if he were to be your opening day starter? And Bob Melvin said, yeah, and said it wasn't ideal. It also sounds like the Padres ideally would like to get him into a Cactus League game. And also, guys, you have to start looking at the bigger picture of this pitching staff on opening day, because you have now Darvish, who is at the very least getting ready for a regular season in a totally different way. And look, Bob Melvin also acknowledged this is part of it when you have guys playing the World Baseball Classic and as a sport where, you know, you're having your star players go play. This is part of the deal, is having to figure out, you know, what things look like when they get back. But you think about Darvish, you know, having a very different ramp up now. You think about Martinez also being away from the team. Joe Musgrove, obviously, his ramp up has been derailed by the fractured toe. And then you start thinking about the decisions that you'll have to make on that opening day, first week or two pitching staff, because you're going to potentially need a lot of relievers and guys that can give you length. So I thought today, and I'll put the video out, but I thought today was, you know, I don't know if concern is the right word, but, you know, it was about as in-depth as we've got about how this, you know, how Darvish coming out of the bullpen, for example, and throwing two innings, how that could really affect some things, you know, heading into the first week or two of the season.
Well, I can see this going two ways. If Japan loses in the semifinals, Darvish doesn't pitch, then he can probably get back, throw one Cactus League game, maybe get four innings in, and hopefully be ready to throw maybe five or six on opening day. But if they get to the final you know, read the tea leaves. It'll be Shohei Ohtani starting and probably Darvish coming in for another two innings of relief, and then he won't have time to start a game in the Cactus League. He won't be able to throw more than three or four innings, and you'll have a limited starter to start the season. It is definitely less than ideal. You know, what Bob Melvin said is absolutely true, and Sammy, I don't know if you were there yesterday, but there was a gleam in Bob Melvin's eye when he was asked about Xander Bogaerts and Ha-Sung Kim losing and coming back. I mean, he didn't want him to lose, but he was legitimately happy that they were returning to camp and not going to be gone for another week playing games in Miami.
Right, right. And look, I don't think you're ever going to hear Bob Melvin come out and say that he's happy that his guys' teams lost. But look, there is obviously a benefit to getting your middle infield duo back and working together, you know, instead of getting them back with just a few days left in spring training, which could be the case if those teams were to make it to the final. So again, I today was really interesting with the Darvish situation because, you know, I think it was pretty clear that from the Padres' perspective, that's not ideal. But look, Bogaerts is here. You know, he was disappointed. Kim spoke earlier. He was disappointed, but, I'll tell you what, both guys seem ready to go. They're both in the lineup today. There's a lot going on here today because there's the game going on at Talking Stick against the Rockies. Because of the day off and the rain out yesterday, they're also going to play a B game here in Peoria at 11 a.m. And that's pretty significant because there are going to be certain pitchers that get in there. Luis Campusano's catching and playing in that B game. So quite a lot going on, and basically everybody that needs to get in is getting into one of these games. But yeah, with Bogaerts and Kim, they're back here and seemingly ready to go and ready to turn the page and focus on the season.
Talking to Sammy Spring Training here on Ben and Woods. It's just weird for me, though, Sammy, because all we ever hear about Yu Darvish is he's got the ultimate, you know, card where, hey, we don't worry about you. His preparation is solid. We know where he's going to be. We know he's putting the work in. He can train in Japan. He doesn't need to be here, doesn't need to throw Cactus League games. And now, so it's just because of the use or lack thereof, now there's concern for an opening day starter. I'm not able to make that jive yet. Like, I think for me, the job of a baseball manager would be massively stressful, massively. Your whole life, I wouldn't sleep. I would just be worrying about stuff all the time. But, you know, if you're going to give him the rope and say, oh, no, it's you. You's fine. He's prepared than anybody. I don't know that, you know, only throwing five innings. Couldn't we look at that as a good thing? Because it's not like this guy, hey, I got to fix my mechanics and I got to get my cutter sharp. Like, Yu Darvish is Yu Darvish. Are we worrying too much about nothing?
You know, I don't know. It's probably there's probably a mix of both thoughts in that answer for me. You know, I guess the question in my head, and I don't know the answer to this. And by the way, there are like birds chirping right over my head, so I don't know if you hear that or not.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
walk
over to this different spot. I guess my question, and I don't know the answer, is, you know, did the Padres not know that that was a possibility that Darvish was going to come out of the bullpen in that kind of scenario? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm with you. Look, they've said it for a long time, and we've said it, that if there's one guy you're not going to worry about, you know,
it's
being
Darvish,
ready when March 30th comes around, it's Yu Darvish. And I still feel that way. And I think the Padres still feel that way, but I do think as we get closer here and they're looking at his innings and how he's being used now, there's probably a bit more of concern of him being where he would normally be at the start of the year. So, yeah, you may have a situation, Woodsy, where, you know, hey, Darvish is ready to go. He's your opening day starter. But instead of being able to go, you know, six innings, the limit may be going four innings or five innings or whatever the pitch count might be. So, and look, between that, and the Musgrove situation and having Martinez not here, I understand it that as we get closer, it's, you know, maybe getting a little bit more nerve-wracking as to how this could really affect the pitching staff over the course of the first week or two of the year.
And just to be clear, I don't think Yu Darvish has done anything wrong at all.
No.
You know, I think the Padres assumed Japan would be using him as a starter. And he'd get a start, and he'd throw maybe four, and then he'd get another one, and he'd throw five. And all of a sudden, he's coming in relief for two innings and go, yeah, we thought you'd go and be, you know, be used a totally different way. I think that's
a panic of the manager. Yeah, it's like, I've got you Darvish down there. I'm going to use him.
It's a little bit of a surprise.
Right.
Sammy, good stuff with Tim Lopes. We were just talking about Tim Lopes. Does he have a chance to make this team? You talked about that with him yesterday in the Padres clubhouse.
Yeah, look, I think he does. I probably still put him on the long shot category, I suppose. What was interesting yesterday from what Bob Melvin said was he was asked about the two potential bench spots, you know, at the start of the year. And, you know, he was asked, does one need to be an infielder, one need to be an outfielder? And he essentially said, no, they could both be outfielders. So, you know, that's something to think about when we have these conversations. Look, I think for Tim Lopes, guys, he has to keep on doing what he's doing. Like, if he keeps on hitting 400-something and playing good defense and stealing bases, like, it's going to get harder and harder to ignore. Now, if the Padres want somebody who can play infield, is he going to get that spot over somebody like a Rougned Odor, like a Brandon Dixon? I don't know. But, you know, he's certainly put himself in the conversation. And, you know, you guys know as well as I do, if he starts the year at AAA, that very well does not mean that we will not see Tim Lopes at some point this year if they need him. So, no, credit to him. I mean, like, you know, spent all of last year at AAA. I think he really took that to heart and sounds like he came into spring training with a really aggressive mindset and different approach at the plate. And whatever he's doing has been working. So I think he's in the mix. You know, it's still probably a long shot, I suppose, but credit to him. He's played his tail off, and, you know, he's inserted himself into the conversation for sure.
Did you fill out a bracket, Sammy? Who do you have winning the NCAA tournament?
You know, guys, it's funny. I did not, and I'm normally so much more locked in on college basketball because I do a lot of college basketball. But I didn't really do any play-by-play in college basketball this winter just for a variety of reasons. So I'm really not as locked in as I normally am to the college basketball scene. You know what? San Diego State's a good team. I've watched them a lot. I watch them as much as any team. They're a veteran group. They've got a lot of depth. They've got guys who can make plays. Let's go with the Aztecs. Why not? Right? Let's go
Sammy's
with the Aztecs.
A little love
play
for
the home
audience.
Crowd.
That's fine.
Yeah, a little pandering.
Thank
a little
you,
pandering,
Sammy.
Never heard anybody.
Certainly can appreciate that. Wrapping it up here, Sam Levin on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. My perfect bracket all of a sudden not looking as great as Maryland rallied to take the lead just a second ago in first game. We never said who we picked to win the whole thing. Who do you have in your bracket?
No idea.
You have no idea who you picked to win the tournament.
Alabama
there
to win
go.
The whole
right.
thing, but
all
I don't
right.
know my final four.
That's fine. It's just the overall winner. Paulie?
I've got Houston over Alabama.
And I took Kansas in as the defending champion. I know they won it last year. Maybe they'll win it again this year. Those are our final four picks. It's too late to go by what we have to say anyway.
Yeah.
Because the brackets are locked at this point.
All right, yeah, they battled back in this one, huh?
Yeah. West Virginia up 26-22. Virginia leads Furman 15-7. The winner of that plays the winner of San Diego State Charleston on Saturday. Of course, we'll have more on the Aztecs react to the game tomorrow when we join you for our final show of the week on a Friday morning. That's it for us today. For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the tourney. Coach John Quintero going to keep you updated coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.